I'm in the office of Brian Bapty at the British Geological Survey in Edinburgh, who has a very neat computer program on his screen, which can get a touch annoying after a while. Just explain what we're looking at. It's a map of the world with coloured dots on it.
So what we've got is a map of the world, and we're going to run through a record of earthquake activity over the last decade. Every time an earthquake happens, a dot will appear on the map, and also the computer program will make a noise. So that means that each time you hear a musical note or a noise, an earthquake has happened, and we can play back over the decade.
Why was this program built?
Well, really just for visualising earthquakes, and so that you could see the relationship between earthquakes and plate tectonics, and also volcanoes, of course, as well. But also what this allows you to do is to see that earthquakes don't happen regularly. They happen in clusters.
So let's listen to the earthquakes of the world.
So those notes are earthquakes.
So we've got earthquakes across the Pacific. We've got one in China. There's South America. There goes, whoa, that was Indonesia.
You can see that all these events are happening in the world's earthquake hotspots, mainly around the Pacific, in fact. And you can hear how you get little clusters and then gaps in between them. So earthquakes aren't happening regularly. So there's a gap. And more earthquakes. And that was Sumatra that just happened, so the 2004 events.
This could get quite annoying after a while, couldn't it?
The music can get annoying indeed, right? It's like a radical jazz experiment gone wrong, isn't it?